from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Joining us now, he is G-Dub, Gary Wolfel, wolfelspressbox.com. Follow him on Twitter at Gary Wolfel. What is going on, my friend? How are you?
I am doing swell. I got to tell you, you hire the best producers in the country.
Charlie Usen is amazing. You know? Love him. Yep.
You know, yeah, I was going to say, you know, before I came on, I talked to Charlie for the first time, and I was thinking, like, God, he'd be a great guy to match up with my daughter.
Oh, you're trying to hook your daughter up.
There you go. Sight unseen. You know, I could tell this guy's got high characters.
No, he doesn't, though. He's a Cubs fan. He's a Bears fan.
Oh.
He's a Bulls fan. No. See, you misread the room immediately upon talking to him, Gary.
Oh, man. You just spoiled my dreams here, yeah, Sparky.
It's all done. I know. It's horrible. It spoiled my dreams, too, when I found out. I was like, oh, golly, man. All right, Gary. So I got a couple of things I want to chat with you about that I saw you tweet out. Let's talk about my guy, Sam Cassell, who I've wanted to be this Bucks head coach for quite some time and have not had any luck in getting that done. Now there has been talk about him possibly being an assistant coach with Doc Rivers for the 5 millionth time. However, there's also talk of J.J. Redick possibly becoming the Lakers head coach and J.J. Redick possibly wanting Sam Cassell. In my mind, I'd rather hire Sam Cassell to coach the Lakers than J.J. Redick. That's just me. Gary Wolfel, what's going on with Sam?
I'm with you. Sam Cassell should have been hired, like, you know, 5 years ago.
Yes.
I mean, his credentials are infinitely better than Redick's. His rapport with players is infinitely better than Redick's, except he knows LeBron James, right?
Yeah, he doesn't do a podcast with LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. This guy has absolutely no credentials, and they're making him out to be the next Phil Jackson already, you know? And but no, Sam's great. I mean, I got to know him really well when he was with the Bucks, and been a big advocate of his ever since. And I certainly hope he does become a head coach, you know, sooner than later.
So, what is this going to take? Is this going to become a bidding war between Milwaukee and LA? Do we think, or how does this play out?
I think money will be a factor. Money's always a factor, right? I mean, in any profession, and. With Sam, though, he's got a great rapport with Doc Rivers, and I think that could eventually lead him here. But, you know, the problem about Sam, he's in Boston, and if you're a good assistant coach for the Celtics, you usually get a head coaching job somewhere, you know what I mean? Will Hardy in Utah, and then Udoka in Houston, and so forth. So, but, I mean, for the Bucks' sakes, you know, obviously that would be a great addition.
It would be a huge addition for the Bucks. We start talking about the draft. What have you heard about the Bucks? Are leaning more towards keeping those picks? I think most people think they're going to trade them. They won't keep their pick in the first round. They won't keep Portland's pick in the second round. It will probably move them. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing all sorts of things, but, you know, it's 3 weeks before the draft, and there's a lot of disinformation out there. But what I learned yesterday that was kind of interesting is that they're looking at some guys that could be picked in the middle of the first round. And, you know, so I'm not sure if they'd want to package their picks and move up, or package one of their picks and a player and move up. But I think that's becoming, you know, more of a possibility. And the other thing, Steve, I mean, you're well aware of this, but this is not a great draft. You know, there's a lot of good players, but, you know, potentially great players, probably not.
Yeah, but there's two or three young bigs there, Gary, in the middle of the first. A center from Indiana I like a lot. Khalil Ware, I think is his name. I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. And they are going to need a young big to replace Brook Lopez, whether it's next year if they trade Brook or after that. They have to get a young big here.
Oh, I'm in total agreement. And, you know, I tend to forget this, but Brook Lopez is 36 years old.
That's right.
You know, I mean, he's on borrowed time now, and incredibly, he hasn't really been hurt much, you know, the last couple of years. But let's face it, he's 36, and you just wonder how much is left in the tank. And the other thing is they do have a glaring need for a backup center. What I've heard from multiple NBA officials is that the Bucks want to either get a backup point guard or a backup center, you know, with those two picks. But they have so many options right now, it's almost like kind of premature to say this is what they're going to do.
But this is the thing. So we talk about a guy like Tyler Kolek from Marquette. Mm-hmm. And Tyler Kolek,
he's early pick, by the way.
Right, he's getting mocked to the Bucks at this point, in that position at the end of one. I mean, I like him, right? I thought him and Oso were both good players at Marquette. I enjoyed watching both of them. But if you're going to tell me you're drafting Tyler Kolek, then Patrick Beverly is out then.
Yeah, and not necessarily. Patrick Beverly, you know, is playing shooting guard too, and you know, in Rivers' system. But you know, it's weird. Do you remember when Tyler Kolek came to Marquette?
Yeah. Where did he come from? Bowling Green? Is that where? No, not Bowling Green. George Mason, right? That's where it was, I think.
You know, I'm not even sure.
Pretty sure it was George Mason.
When I saw him his first season, and I'll be candid with you, I told some people, I said, that guy couldn't start at UW-Whitewater.
You were wrong.
I was wrong big time because, I mean, he wasn't very good those first year at Marquette. I mean, he was just an average at best player. And, I mean, give the kid a lot of props. I mean, he's gotten better and better every year. And now it's to the point where I really like this kid, and I kind of see shades of T.J. McConnell.
I hate that guy. Pick somebody else.
Well, yeah, but you'd love to have him on your team.
No, I wouldn't. I didn't want Dellavedova on my team. I didn't want Redick on my team. I didn't want Steve Blake on my team. What other clown show didn't I want on my team? Didn't want Patrick Beverly necessarily either, but I grew to understand what his role was on this team. Oh, stop. No.
No. And another guy, Caruso. I mean,
another one.
You don't like this guy. I love McConnell is one of the reasons I think the Pacers went as deep as they did. Is Kolek ever going to be a starter? Probably not.
Well, hopefully he's not a pain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In the butt like him.
Cool. I mean, by all accounts, Kolek's got a high reputation. And
right. That's why I don't like McConnell, because he's a pain in the butt and a troublemaker. I want to deal with him. No.
But he's on your side, Sparky.
I don't care. Do not care. Grayson Allen, that's another guy that I didn't want.
Yeah, he did okay this year, didn't he?
Sure, that's fine. I don't care. I didn't want him when he was here. Go ahead.
Oh, well, just getting back to Kolek, though. You know, the one thing I really, really like about him, he sets up his teammates. And if you go back, ever since Giannis has been with the Bucks, he hasn't had a point guard who could pass the ball to him, who could create and be a playmaker. Kolek does that. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm not comparing him to this guy because he's not, but he's a little like Steve Nash, where he'll dribble around, penetrate, and find a guy. But if you find a guy like that to go with Middleton, Lillard, and Giannis, of course, I like that. I don't think he'll ever be a star, but I never thought he was going to be this good either, so who knows?
Let's talk about these guys that they have. Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, Chris Middleton. Are all three of those guys back, or do you think one or more are moved?
You know what? The only guy I could see them moving is Lopez, and I would doubt that would be the case because he's 36 and I don't think they're going to get a lot for him. And there'd probably only be a few teams out there that would want him. I'm telling you, he came close to going to the Rockets last summer. And I thought that was one of the more underplayed stories in the league. I mean, the Rockets wanted to go out and get some veterans. And they went out and got Van Vliet, you know, and they wanted Lopez. And from the people I talked to, man, he was there. It was all but a done deal. And the Bucks brought him back. But I just can't. I mean, let's say hypothetically they did trade him, okay? What bigs do they have?
They would have to draft one. But see, again, the NBA is screwed up. I complain about this as long as you've known me. I hate the NBA. Well, has it correct. You do free agency, and then a month later, you come back and you do the draft. That's how the NBA should do it. And instead, you're doing free agency before you even know what's going to... You're doing the draft before you even know what's going to happen in free agency. So free agency should start when the draft starts, and then the draft should start later in July, have the summer league in August, training camp starts in September, and you're getting closer to a 12-month cycle like the NFL.
Yeah, you know, in theory, you're right, because, you know, the draft does come before the free agency period. But in reality, a lot of these deals are already in the works. They're being done, free agents. And I mean, that's the biggest joke about the NBA is, you know, tampering, you know, trying to see if guys will be coming to their team as free agents. A lot of these deals, I mean, they're talked about during the regular season, Steve.
Sure.
You know? And then they intensify, you know, during the summer. So I agree with you. I would do the same thing. But I guess when push comes to shove, it really doesn't make that much of a difference.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think a lot of people expect Bobby Portis to be traded. Obviously, he's eligible for another extension, which I don't see them paying him whatsoever. But it felt like Doc Rivers
was... Why is that? Why? I mean, they've gone this far with him. Why is everybody all of a sudden saying, hey, get rid of Portis?
I don't think they think he's very good defensively. And
he never has been.
Correct.
Though, you know?
Exactly. And I think the other part of it is, and I'm a part of this camp where Bobby Portis at home is much different than Bobby Portis on the road. There aren't many players that feed off of the home crowd as well as he does that gets him going and playing at a high level. On the road, he's not the same player and hasn't been for a while.
Oh, I agree with that. But at the same time, I still consider him one of the best bargains in the league. What does he make, like $13
million? Oh, yeah. I like Bobby Portis. My thing on Bobby Portis is if they trade Portis, you have to replace his points off the bench. So who's going to replace the scoring? Because that's my biggest thing. That bench couldn't score consistently to save their life.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But, you know, again, but let's face it, Portis's reputation precedes him. I mean, there's a reason why other teams haven't poured out big money for this guy, you know?
I like him. He fits perfectly in Milwaukee. And if I felt like Doc liked him, too.
Well, yeah, he does. I mean, he likes, what's his name, Beverly, too. I mean, they have the Chicago connection. But, I mean, look at Beverly. He's been traded how many times now? 4 times in the last 4 years or whatever. I mean, there's a reason for that, Steve. Reputations, you know, are out there. But if I was the Bucks, there's no way I trade Portis. I know they shopped him around during the trading deadline. But, again, it's nice to trade him. But what are you going to get back to replace him?
That's the thing. That's any trade we're talking about here. Everybody agrees we have to get younger as a team in Milwaukee. We all agree. But the problem is, how do you get to that point without losing a tremendous amount of value in the process by what you're giving up? And that's the million-dollar question that John Horse has to figure out and deal with. Gary Wolfel, wolfelspressbox.com. Gary, what are you hearing as far as guys they may be bringing in to work out and so forth?
They're bringing in the kid from California, who I'm kind of intrigued by. Jalen Tyson is his name. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but he's a multi-skilled player, and guess what, Steve? He can score.
They need scoring.
He averaged, I think, right around 20 points a game last year, and he had a couple 27, 29-point games. And he's really good. I think his stock is going to go up. It kind of reminds me of when Lillard came into the draft. About this time in the draft then, Lillard was considered a mid to late first-round pick, and he went to all his workouts and impressed and, you know, just sort up the draft charts. But he's a pretty good player, obviously. But, yeah, you can go. You're talking about bigs. I thought for sure that they would look at this kid, Eve Missy. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. But he played at Baylor. He's got a ton of upside. But I'm hearing that the Bucks do not have any interest in him. I heard they do like Ware, but
good.
They're not
in the butt like him.
Cool. I mean, by all accounts, Kolek's got a high reputation. And,
right. That's why I don't like McConnell, because he's a pain in the butt and a troublemaker. I want to deal with him. No.
But he's on your side, Sparky.
I don't care. Do not care. Grayson Allen, that's another guy that I didn't want.
Yeah, he did okay this year, didn't he?
Sure, that's fine. I don't care. I didn't want him when he was here. Go ahead.
Oh, well, just getting back to Kolek, though, you know, the one thing I really, really like about him, he sets up his teammates. And if you go back, ever since Giannis has been with the Bucks, he hasn't had a point guard who could pass the ball to him, who could create and be a playmaker. Kolek does that. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm not comparing him to this guy because he's not, but he's a little like Steve Nash, where he'll dribble around, penetrate, and find a guy. But if you find a guy like that to go with Middleton, Lillard, and Giannis, of course, I like that. Again, I don't think he'll ever be a star, but I never thought he was going to be this good either, so who knows?
Let's talk about these guys that they have. Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis, Chris Middleton. Are all three of those guys back, or do you think one or more are moved?
You know what? The only guy I could see them moving is Lopez, and I would doubt that would be the case because he's 36, and I don't think they're going to get a lot for him. And there'd probably only be a few teams out there that would want him. I'm telling you, he came close to going to the Rockets last summer, and I thought that was one of the more underplayed stories in the league. I mean, the Rockets wanted to go out and get some veterans, and they went out and got Van Vliet, you know, and they wanted Lopez. And from the people I talked to, man, he was there. It was all but a done deal. And the Bucks brought him back. But I just can't. I mean, let's say hypothetically they did trade him, okay? What bigs do they have?
They would have to draft one. But see, again, the NBA is screwed up. I complain about this as long as you've known me. I hate the NFL has it correct. You do free agency, and then a month later, you come back and you do the draft. That's how the NBA should do it. And instead, you're doing free agency before you even know what's going to happen. You're doing the draft before you even know what's going to happen in free agency. So free agency should start when the draft starts, and then the draft should start later in July, have the summer league in August, training camp starts in September, and you're getting closer to a 12-month cycle like the NFL.
Yeah, you know, in theory, you're right, because, you know, the draft does come before the free agency period. But in reality, a lot of these deals are already in the works. They're being done, free agents. And I mean, that's the biggest joke about the NBA is, you know, tampering, you know, trying to see if guys will be coming to their team as free agents. A lot of these deals, I mean, they're talked about during the regular season, Steve.
Sure.
You know? And then they intensify, you know, during the summer. So I agree with you. I would do the same thing. But I guess when push comes to shove, it really doesn't make that much of a difference.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think a lot of people expect Bobby Portis to be traded. Obviously, he's eligible for another extension, which I don't see them paying him whatsoever. But it felt like Doc Rivers
Why is that? Why? I mean, they've gone this far with him. Why is everybody all of a sudden saying, hey, get rid of Portis?
I don't think they think he's very good defensively. And
he never has been.
Correct.
Though, you know?
Exactly. And I think the other part of it is, and I'm a part of this camp where Bobby Portis at home is much different than Bobby Portis on the road. There aren't many players that feed off of the home crowd as well as he does that gets him going and playing at a high level. On the road, he's not the same player and hasn't been for a while.
Oh, I agree with that. But at the same time, I still consider him one of the best bargains in the league. What does he make, like $13
million? Oh, yeah. I like Bobby Portis. My thing on Bobby Portis is if they trade Portis, you have to replace his points off the bench. So who's going to replace the scoring? Because that's my biggest thing. That bench couldn't score consistently to save their life.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But, you know, again, but let's face it, Portis's reputation precedes him. I mean, there's a reason why other teams haven't poured out big money for this guy, you know?
I like him. He fits perfectly in Milwaukee. And if I felt like Doc liked him, too.
Well, yeah, he does. I mean, he likes, what's his name, Beverly, too. I mean, they have the Chicago connection. But, I mean, look at Beverly. He's been traded how many times now? 4 times in the last 4 years or whatever. I mean, there's a reason for that, Steve. Reputations, you know, are out there. But if I was the Bucks, there's no way I trade Portis. I mean, I know they shopped him around during the trading deadline. But, again, it's nice to trade him, but what are you going to get back to replace him?
That's the thing. That's any trade we're talking about here. Everybody agrees we have to get younger as a team in Milwaukee. We all agree. But the problem is, how do you get to that point without losing a tremendous amount of value in the process by what you're giving up? And that's the million-dollar question that John Horse has to figure out and deal with. Gary Wolfel, wolfelspressbox.com. Gary, what are you hearing as far as guys they may be bringing in to work out and so forth?
They're bringing in the kid from California, who I'm kind of intrigued by. Jalen Tyson is his name. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but he's a multi-skilled player, and guess what, Steve? He can score.
They need scoring.
He averaged, I think, right around 20 points a game last year, and he had a couple 27, 29-point games, and he's really good. I think his stock is going to go up. It kind of reminds me of when Lillard came into the draft, about this time in the draft then, Lillard was considered a mid to late first-round pick, and he went to all his workouts and impressed and, you know, just sort up the draft charts. But he's a pretty good player, obviously. But, yeah, you can go. You're talking about bigs. I thought for sure that they would look at this kid, Eve Missy. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. But he played at Baylor. He's got a ton of upside. But I'm hearing that the Bucks do not have any interest in him. I heard they do like Ware, but
good.
They're not going to get Ware at 23. I can go to the bank on that.
But you said they were talking about possibly moving up, maybe. There's some talk, maybe, some rumors, rumblings. Yeah, go do what you're supposed to do. Go get Ware. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be a bad move at all. Like I said, and you agreed with me, they need another big,
yes,
you know, in the worst way. But they also need guards. Their backcourt is, you know, outside of Lillard is awful. And somehow they got to fix that, too, so.
We'll find out. Gary Wolfel, WolfelsPressBox.com. Follow by Twitter at Gary Wolfel. That's Gary with an E. Gary, thank you so much for coming on, buddy. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. Gary Wolfel, Wisconsin Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.